This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from Missouri, for the time being. And we talk about preparedness. We talk about survival, and we teach a class. Every single person involved in USA Prepares is a volunteer, every one of us. No one gets paid, not me and no one else. We all volunteer our time and try to share what we have learned in our lives. We share our experiences with our classroom. So that's who we are. That's what we do. We do not pay to be on the radio, nor do we get paid to be on the radio. Every one of us is a volunteer. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network, the largest alternative radio network in the world. I'm Vincent Finelli. With us today is David in Illinois. Welcome, David. Do we have David?
Yes, you there?
I'm here. Hello? Great. I just wanted to welcome you to the front of the classroom. And we're going to be talking about the police. We're going to be talking about kidnapping. We're going to be talking about a gang of people who experiments on people against their will. We're going to be talking about pure terror. But before... first-hand experience. David is going to share that with us. And I'm going to let him say whatever he wants. And so who is David? Well, David is a class member of USA Prepares who called and spoke with us and shared his information on the air, and I invited him to be an instructor. So David has become an instructor, and this was a while ago. And he's going to share his experiences with us today. But before we do that, David, I need to do a little bit of housekeeping, and I need to come clean about something that I did yesterday. And, class, as you know, I am a teacher. I was not trained to be a teacher, but I am a teacher. And Rick Miller is a teacher. And a little over 2 weeks ago, I asked Rick if he would do something with me that has never been done before on radio. And that is, we would teach a class in doublespeak. Another term for that would be newspeak. So if you read George Orwell's 1984, the term was newspeak. Up is down, left is right, things are backwards. You would hear people say things, but you couldn't figure out exactly what they meant. So what Rick and I did was we did a class on doublespeak. And doublespeak to us meant we would build a lexicon of terms that sounded scientific that were not terms. They were not words. They were not phrases. They were not conjunctions. We made them up. And what I asked Rick to do was just a couple things. There was no script. I said, I'd like to do this. From my research, it's never been done before on the radio. I'd like to teach a class in Hegelian dialectics where you and I just say things. that aren't real. And let's see how far it goes. I have no idea how much longer USA Prepares is going to be on the radio. It depends on a few things. It depends on Genesis Communications Network. We serve at their pleasure. And if the CEO, Ted Anderson, wants us to be on the air, we'll be on the air. If he doesn't want us to be on the air, we won't. Okay? Something can happen with the FCC. Do I have any inside information? No, I don't. I'm just saying that people come and people go. And the economy could change. The grid could go down. A whole bunch of things could happen, and we might not be on the air anymore. Now, not that I'm planning on it. Not that I plan on leaving. It's just, I don't know. So I wanted to do this type of a broadcast before it's all over. I wanted to have some fun, and I wanted to teach a class that no one has ever taught before. And that's what we did. So the guidelines were really simple, and I made them up. It's all my fault. And I asked Rick if he would build his lexicon, and I independently would build mine, and we would not share our lexicons. A group of words. And I had four or five pages of, you know, I wrote these terms down. And there's no script. And the starting point was going to be about the moon landing, which typical form for Rick and me, when we say we're going to talk about something, we hardly ever talk about it. And we only talked about the moon landing for maybe 10 seconds. The rest of it just flowed naturally. And I suggested that if I said something, if I led the topic, and I were to say, and Rick, your thoughts, Rick would answer a completely different question in no relationship to what I had been saying. And I would do the same thing. And we would go off on tangents and try to do it with a straight face. Try to do it as if we were serious. As if this was a real topic, real science, real information, and important. We were acting. Now, neither of us had ever done that before, let alone had neither of us done that together before. So, off we went. It was freeform. And you heard it first, right here on Genesis Communications Network. If you'd like to listen to it again, you can go to yesterday's Genesis Communications Network archives. You can go to Republic Broadcasting's archives. You can go to the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And you can find us and listen to it. So we started out with something real. And I told you how to save money with gasoline. That was absolutely real. No question. I mean, that was science. So based on the class believing that that was real, and it was, then we went off into pure nonsense. And Adolf Hitler was quoted as saying, if you tell a lie big enough and tell it frequently, it will be believed. So what I did was, I thought, what would be a fantastic story to tell? Well, putting a satellite in space in 1930 would be a pretty tall tale. And then it flowed from there. Okay? It just came off the top of our heads. And I said things that were just unbelievable. They were not believable. They were fantastic. For example, but I mentioned some real terms. I mentioned that Radio Corporation of America was going to be the manufacturer of this transmitter, and that they needed a huge heat sink. So we bought Alaska for the heat sink. I mean, that's a pretty tall tale, right? I made up the term Glubic transition. And then I mixed that with the sentence, as described by Stephen Hawking in the time-space realm. And I talked about the Castrum zone. There's no Castrum, C-A-S-T-R-E-A-L-M, zone. No such thing. of the ionosphere. And I talked about Bakelite, which is a real product. Bakelund was the guy who developed it. And I talked about the Hoppler zone, H-O-P-P-L-E-R, and the fourth stage of water. There's no such thing. I talked about transductive dielectric properties of plastic in combination with the salinity of the ocean's water as an electrolyte. No such thing. So, and then I talked about the dohastic theory of circular movement of light particles. Dohastic, D-O-H-A-S-T-I-C. No such thing. And then I talked about Marissa Lunkins, M-I-R-E-S-A, next word, Lunkins, L-O-O-N-C-A-N-S. No such thing. So the whole purpose of that was to see what would happen. I was interested in many aspects of this. So what would our trolls do? How would our trolls react to this? Would they say, Vinny and Rick have lost their minds? That did not happen. We got comments on Ron Gibson's channel that were all positive. This was complete nonsense. So my thoughts went to, before we did this, this is what the mainstream media does all the time. They have talking heads and they have script writers. So the talking heads say what the script writers tell them to say. And they say it with conviction. And people believe it. Housing starts are up. Next sentence, housing starts are down. The economy is booming. People are working three jobs. This is the kind of stuff that comes out in the media, the dinosaur media. And when I was hosting meetups, people would say, Vinny, you know, you're starting to talk about things, and we'd rather you talk about, you know, preparedness. And I'd say, for years, I've been teaching you how to store matches for 20 years in a jar. Gardening, energy, solar power. I don't want to talk about it anymore. We've already done it over and over and over again. My job is to teach you how to think. Not tell you what to do. Because when Vinny's not here anymore, who's going to tell you what to think? Or what to do? I don't want to do that. I want to teach people how to think. And when I had a computer manufacturing company, I would go head-to-head with IBM. And IBM would look at me and they'd say, it's just you versus a big corporation. How could we depend on you? And I'd say, you don't. I'm going to teach you how to not depend on me. I'm going to teach you how to build your own computers, how to service your own computers, how to build your own network, and you'll do it, and you'll save all the money because you won't have to pay me. Because I can't service 8,000 customers by myself. But I can teach 8,000 people how to service their own computer networks. And that's what I did. So my job is to teach you how to think. And when I graduated from the university with my bachelor's degree in science, back in 1976, my dad, who was a school principal, put his arm around me and said, well, Ben, what'd you learn after these 4 years? And I looked up and I said, well, Dad, I learned a few facts, and I learned how to think. And I'm not sure if that was the right answer. As a matter of fact, I don't think it was the right answer. I don't know what the right answer was. To this day, I wish I knew, but my dad has passed away, so I'll never know the real answer. But that's what I want to do. I want to teach you how to think. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
David's with us, and we're going to be talking about kidnapping in just a minute. I just want to finish this up. Please bear with me, because I feel I owe the class an explanation as to why I did what I did. It was for purposes of teaching. I thought that what would happen if you trusted someone and they led you along? At what point would you say, wait a minute, hold it, what? No, that can't be. That's what I was trying to teach you, to think for yourself. Because you had me as the host, and you had Dr. Richard Allen Miller as our resident physicist making this up. And I talked about the Emerson company. Emerson is a great company. And yes, they did make fans. But do you really think that you could have a fan powered by a couple D-cell batteries or a battery bank of D-cells blowing solar wind into a parachute? And the parachute, you know, I alluded to the fact that the company that made the parachute was International Latex, which it really was the company that was known as Playtex. And as a result, they looked at these little parachutes, these tiny parachutes, and they said, you know what, there's something else we could do with that. We can actually make bras out of those parachutes. You know, since we already had the shape, we can make a bra, and we can sell that. And we can use the truss construction of bridges to cross your heart. I mean, it's pretty fantastic stuff, right? And I mentioned about Bakelite and how it cracks when it's exposed to the zircometric effect of the solar wind. There's no such thing as a zircometric effect. So there you have it. That's what we did. We made it all up as we were going. And yes, there is a Big Ben, the clock in London. And yes, there were baby Bens, but they certainly weren't the timer mechanism for a rocket launch. And yes, there was a Mallory Battery Company and the Rayovac Battery Company and the Eveready Battery Company. But Eveready didn't invent Saran Wrap. They used wax paper to prevent their dry cells from leaking. And by the way, they all leaked. Not only Mallory, but Eveready and Rayovac. And they all still leak. So that's what happened. That's what we did. I've come clean, and I hope you all learned something. And I hope you were scratching your heads yesterday saying, what are these guys doing? Are they for real? Are they pulling our leg? What is this? David, I believe you heard the broadcast yesterday. What was your reaction?
I was really entertained. I was walking around. I was bathing my dog at the time, and I was cracking up. I was like, this is real? wait, a satellite in 30? The Germans did the V-2 rocket during World War II, and that was the closest, you know, and that was, what, in the 40s?
Yeah,
the early,
that's right.
40s, like 30, 40s?
That's exactly right.
So, the Playtex thing was really good, though. I mean, that was in Alaska. That was great.
I said we bought Alaska because I didn't use the word heatsink, but I said that electronics work better when they're cool, and that we needed to cool this transmitter, so we bought Alaska. I mean, that's crazy, right? But I said it sincerely, right?
Yeah. That's why I was like, Are they okay? And I did look at the comments after that. I did go on there and look at the comments. I said, I got to see what they said about this. I got to see if this is just me. And I've seen those comments, too. I said, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
So I looked, class, too. I looked, too, right when it was done.
So, class, if you'd like to see the comments, just go to the Ron Gibson channel, G-I-B-S-O-N, Ron as in Ronald, Ron Gibson, on YouTube, and there you'll find two broadcasts, What Really Happened by Mike Rivero, and you'll find USA Prepares. And you'll find that we only get a couple hundred views a day, and, you know, the trolls just, when they come out in force, and they just absolutely trash us, but not yesterday. I don't think they knew what to do. I think they were kind of stunned at not knowing what we were talking about. And as a matter of fact, and Rick was great. I mean, I would ask him a question, and he would answer a completely different question. As a matter of fact, he would say three or four things in the next sentence that were totally disjointed. But the way he said it, with authority, made us think, I guess he's right, whatever he said. Yeah, I'm with him, whatever he said. So I was kind of, it was really, I had a lot of fun. So I'll let you know if we ever do it again. David, we're going to talk about you when we come back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Change in plans. President Trump now says he will sign a bill extending funding for sickened 9/11 first responders on Monday.
Reports had been the president was going to be signing it today, flanked by some 9/11 responders. New York corrections officials still not detailing how they believe child sex trafficker and Manhattan financier Jeffrey Epstein was injured. He was found on the floor of his cell two nights ago in a semi-conscious state, with marks on his neck. A lawyer for his cellmate says it wasn't his client's fault that Epstein was injured.
Nick had nothing to do with harming anybody in any facility, including Mr. Epstein, and he was not questioned about assaulting Mr. Epstein.
Lawyer Bruce Barkett spoke on NBC's Today Show. Another theory is Epstein's wounds were self-inflicted. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So just one more thing. When I was in Virginia, I started teaching high school. And I wanted to teach a class on how you could start your own company. And I wanted to teach it at high school, but I needed a vehicle to do that. So we used computers. And what I mean by that is we manufactured computers. So I had my high school students run a company that we built from with students. And I taught them how to start their own company, how to be responsible, how to build quality products better than anybody else, and be successful. But the vehicle was actually a product, which was a personal computer and printers and networking and things like that. And when I left, it fell apart because the school didn't want to teach concepts on how to do something. They wanted to teach, learn how to regurgitate this. Memorize this, and we're going to test you on how well you can regurgitate that. I didn't want to teach that. I wanted to teach how to think. So when I left the school system, it fell apart. And when I, and that's what I did with the meetup group. I taught the meetup group how to think. And when I left, it fell apart. Because no one really wanted to teach those kinds of concepts. They wanted to teach things. You know, this is how you plant a seed. And I wanted to teach people how to learn for themselves. So one of the reasons that our ratings are not as high as other broadcasts, we're not as popular as people who talk about what happened in the news. That's what most radio broadcasts are about. What happened? Who did what? Follow the Kardashians. Let's see who's got the biggest rear end, you know, inflated with injectables. That's what people want to hear. I'm not interested in any of that, and I won't do it. And I won't do things for ratings. I'm only interested in teaching. And I'm only interested in working with people who want to teach. And that's what we do here at USA Prepares. So I will tell you this, that if I ever do a stunt like that again, I will tell you beforehand. But I did tell you beforehand twice. Twice yesterday. If you listen to yesterday's broadcast, you will hear me say that we are going to talk about doublespeak. And I said it twice before we did it. And then during the broadcast, Rick and I had a great laugh about, you know, we actually were doing doublespeak, and we admitted it. So there were three times yesterday during yesterday's broadcast that we said, here's what we're doing. But I don't know if too many people actually got that when we said it. So enough of that, unless you have another comment, and then we'll get into David's story. David, do you have anything else you want to say about yesterday's doublespeak class?
No, it was good. It's nice to break it up once in a while. It was interesting. It was good, entertaining.
Great. Okay, David. So you have been kidnapped. You've been threatened. You've been tied up. You've been experimented on. You had a real tough go of it. What would you like to talk about today?
Tied up. That's the correct terms. Handcuffed.
That's what I meant.
Okay. I'm just handcuffs didn't fit my wrists, so it would be the ankles. But it wasn't just the police and his FBI buddies, and maybe I should tell in case somebody's not listening. My father, what he did. I'll give you a quick break. He did classified stuff for the Marines and questionable things, and that's where I think what he got involved with there, he enjoyed so much when he came back, him and his buddies couldn't stop. He worked in law enforcement. He also worked cloaked under Department of Energy. He worked classified stuff under Department of Defense and Department of Interior. Okay, that's a quick breakdown. The problem was, when I was a child, he would take me with him, and the things that I'd seen, and then the school, went to school, notified them, they would ask me, what'd you do over summer break? And, you know, when you go to school, they ask you what you do over summer break. Hey, this is what I did. They were doing strange things with naked little girls, you know, and they're like, what? So instead of, which I, now they're called Child Family Services, when he went to lose custody of me, instead of him risking getting thrown in jail and the rest of them getting caught, they took me away at night. And that's when he made the deal with University of Chicago to use me for research. Now, since I spoke about that before, I assumed that was an unusual case at University of Chicago. So somebody sent me some YouTube videos about a place called Bikini Island, and I didn't know about that place. And I watched it. And it was interesting that the people that suffered from Bikini Island and the radiation, the nuclear bomb testing there, University of Chicago is the same place that tested and researched them. And in that documentary, they released information, somebody did, where they knew these people were contaminated, and yet they sent them back, told them they were okay, and they were going to study it to see the effect. So it's not an unusual situation what they did with me. But the problem with me was they did it intentionally. It was like a bad joke for me because one minute I would get vision back or they needed to use me for a procedure and I'd be called in or, you know, a situation like in them situations. So it was a rarity for me to go to school. School was a rarity, but most of the time I hung out with, I was in patrol cars, FBI cars, in the police station. And while I was there, that's when I seen the things that I've seen, which I talked about before. I talked about the criminal game that was, you know, created for me because I asked some questions about comments on what the radio, the codes on the radio meant, and they came up with the criminal game. Now, one thing I will say is not just I thought judges were the guys, you know, you get on that bench. There was a situation that happened with him that we were coming home from work, and these guys, I joked around, and I called beer policeman's aftershave because these guys would drink on duty, off duty, right when they got off duty, they would drink on duty. And if you've been around somebody that drinks all the time, it comes out, it has a smell, and it just is bad, and you can tell. So how do you not know these officers and badge-carrying guys are not drinking when you can smell it, you know? And I was always shocked about that, even ever since I was a little kid. But on the way, we had come home from work, driving around. He was already pretty wound up, and I'd put the seat back in the car because I didn't want to see it coming. He hit somebody, I didn't want to see it coming. And I was about 18 at the time, and some old – now, it's interesting. You said Rick Miller has a Datsun 280. He had a Datsun 280 ZX, 81, 82 model, and it was two-tone color, dark brown and a lighter brown on the sides. And this big boat of a car almost hit him. He was all over the road. Well, here's where it gets interesting. I was to stay down. They didn't know I was in the car. This old couple in this old car, they probably put about an inch and a half scratch like you would take a sewing needle and scratch on his car. Well, after a while, he said, no need to call the cops. I'm a cop. He was in a uniform. And he's called into court. We go to court. And he says, I'm a cop. They're going to get, you know, they're not going to get away with this. These people rolling, one's in a wheelchair. One's on crutches in the cast. They both have neck braces on. And my dad's like looking at him. Now, I had to go and sneak in the courtroom because he never wanted me in the courtroom because I had that department still looking for me. And they had their car pulled up on a wrecker. It was demolished. Okay? His scratch is still on his little sports car. And this judge gave this case to him. And it was hilarious because this judge had to know that this didn't happen. This couldn't happen. You know, and that's when it dawned on me, judges are just as corrupt as these guys are. I said, I can't believe this. You know, it was amazing. That situation, because I should tell you how it was such a volatile situation. This man was a ticking time bomb. We lived in a nice place on the fifth floor, and the neighbors thought it was great that they had a cop living next door. He came home. He was even calling people, his buddies, to try to go after this judge. He was so mad. You know, and the neighbors are out. And I left because I was terrified of him when he got like that. You know, and I just want to bring that up to tell you how it's not just the cops. I think it's just something I noticed about judges. You know, I mean, you see that. And it was hilarious. It was such a hilarious situation. I could not stop laughing. That was the best 4 days of me not being able to eat in out of the whole time because I got jawed. I couldn't help it. But that was worth it to see the look on his face. I'll never forget that. He thought just because he had that badge. Huh?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that your dad did, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe you said this, questionable classified things when he was a Marine in the early days of his Marine term. Is that correct?
Yes. And okay, go ahead. Sorry.
And that he became accustomed to that and that he couldn't stop doing these questionable things. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what were these questionable type things?
Okay. Now, mind you, he brought pictures back of this stuff. And I seen these photographs because I, you know, and they would tell me about this. Now, he also did a classified, they did a classified experiment that he shared with me, and they actually made everybody sign non-disclosure. He shouldn't have shared that with me either. But what they had them do, when they first went over to Vietnam as a security force, right off the bat, the beginning, they were the first guys over there. And they were supposed to help the people. Well, they were rounding up and helping young kids and women feed them. Well, they decided not to feed them. They were ordered not to feed them but once a day. This way they can control them easier because the kids were rambunctious. The problem was some of these guys enjoyed boys, and like he said, some, like him, enjoyed girls, little girls. When they gave them a problem, they would take them out in the woods. And those are the bodies that he brought back and showed, had the pictures of these kids. And the problem is he enjoyed being around the little girls too much, and he couldn't stop it. And some of the guys that came back with him liked the little boys. So the first time they took me for that summer, some of these guys that came back with him, they had badges too. And I'm sitting there, everybody's naked, and they're, except for me, they're trying to get me to get naked. And I'm like, I'm just out of first grade, and I'm like, this isn't right. I'm not, no. You know, so they just, that's what they do. And they even hid other children with me while I was being hidden. So it was not an unusual, it's something that persisted. So you see the Epstein situation, it's not that, it's more expanded is what people, what you think.
And let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. I have my own thoughts on that, and I'll share them with you. And let's see what you think about that. David in Illinois. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, about Jeffrey Epstein, he was found in his jail cell in New York on the floor, unconscious, with marks around his neck. And so some people might say, was it the guard? No, I don't think so. Was it another inmate? No, I don't think so. So who was it? Well, Jeffrey Epstein is a convicted pedophile. And pedophilia is something that we can all agree on as being wrong. If you look at Bernie Madoff, well, he was a swindler, he was a criminal, he built a Ponzi scheme. But some people would say, well, yeah, but that didn't affect us, so what do I care? Well, in the case of Jeffrey Epstein, it's not like that. Everybody cares, because pedophilia is just wrong for everybody. Well, except for those perpetrating the crime. Well, so who is he surrounded by? Who are his cast of characters? Well, millionaires, people of wealth, sycophants, politicians, lawyers, people of power. And so it seems to me that Jeffrey Epstein is really not this really bright guy who is a brilliant financier. And I think he was a tool of the deep state, of the spy network corporations. And I believe that he was the guy who would lure, through his minions and his employees, people to Pedophile Island, lure them on the pedophile airlines, meaning his Lolita Express, to the island he built, to his living quarters all over the world. So he would have these influential people come there, and I think there were pictures taken, I think there were recordings, I think there were videos, and I think he used that to say, oh, by the way, how are you going to vote on this next thing? Oh, by the way, let me show you this dossier we have on you. Or someone else would show him the dossier. And so by luring these weak individuals of power into this pedophilia, they were able to be manipulated. That's my thinking on this. David, does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. That's I personally don't. I will be surprised if he's convicted and goes to jail. With my dad and his connections, I can't even prove he's deceased except for there's a tombstone. What they did with my dad, what my dad was allowed to get away with, and the people he was under, and the president of the University of Chicago that was helping him, they've been actually in the up until not long ago investigating me for snatching me. So think how bizarre that is when they're pulling you into court, and when I finally got my insurance turned back on, they're accusing me of doing these medical procedures on myself as a child. Well, if that's the case, somebody owes me a whole lot of royalties for coming up with some unique procedures as a child. You know, I mean, so there's, they could say anything they want, but I'd be surprised. I will truly be surprised if he shows up in jail. I think that guy has too much. My dad's hung around with a lot of these. There's pictures with him with some of the people that's been to that island. Whenever I discussed this stuff, even discussed stuff at the school when I became a whistleblower at Illinois School for Visually Impaired, which they covered up also. And my dad's like, that's what these kids are for. You don't understand. He never got that out of his system. He knew that's where the power was. He helped. They helped him. Tit for tat.
A young lady who was a victim. She claimed she was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein. And she was underage at the time. And she became a sex slave. And she was passed around to some of Epstein's associates and was raped by them. And that was her job, to be raped. And she felt, I'm putting the pieces together from what I've researched, that she felt that was her job, to be raped by these people, and she couldn't get out. Because if she escaped, they'd kill her. So she was stuck being raped whenever they felt like having her raped by whomever they felt like having her raped by. Now, does that jive? That logic, does that jive with what you have seen and experienced?
I'll give you a good analogy of what it's like. When you know what tiger sharks do when they're eating, they're swarming, they're feeding on a big whale carcass, okay? Now you look at them as coming around you and thinking they got somebody lower, and all of a sudden a great white comes, they all flee. Look at those people that are getting away with it as the great white. Everybody else flees. That victim is there with nothing. They're always going to be fighting for any rights or anything. And that's what it feels like. Left alone.
Class, you're listening to firsthand experience of the Epstein-like criminality. David's with us. He's been with us before. He's been with us multiple times. And I'm not telling him what to say or what not to say. He's saying whatever he wants to say, and he can stop at any time. We'll be right back.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.